T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hurricane Ian has made landfall in Cayo Costa, Florida, an island off the coast of Fort Myers, as a Category 4 storm.
WCBS's chief meteorologist Craig Allen's been tracking Ian and is joining us. What's the latest, Craig?
Yeah, Michael, it just did around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and Cayo Costa is, it's like a Fire Island-type barrier of land that sits off Fort Myers. And is in the bay now and is moving in a direction that will take it towards Punta Gorda as well as Port Charlotte. And it'll cross I-75 on the western part of the state. Now, winds are going to start to diminish pretty quickly, but they're still going to remain over hurricane force for a long time to come, because it was such a strong storm to begin with, 150, 155 mile per hour winds upon smacking into land. And so now the track, it did make a bit of an eastward or right-hand bend, but now the track will start taking it back to the north-northeast, and it'll go on up towards places like Sebring, Kissimmee, Melbourne, Daytona, Orlando will continue to be in the path of some very heavy rain and strong gusty winds, and eventually it will get off the coastline, the east coast, around Daytona, Daytona Beach, and track on up along the Georgia and South Carolina coast. Obviously not nearly as strong, but there will be quite a bit of damage along those coastlines too because of the storm surge, and then actually bend inland once again. It is quite possible that Ian will have a third landfall somewhere between Brunswick, Georgia and Savannah, Georgia, as it turns northwest once again.
So it's a very slow-moving hurricane,
very.
Craig. What kind of conditions will that create and for how long?
Unfortunately, you're still going to have these hurricane force winds for at least another 12 to 18 hours, not 150 sustained, but certainly anything over 75 miles per hour. With time, the wind speed will continue to decrease, but there are so many wraparound bands and still feeder bands coming in from off the Gulf of Mexico that will have strong damaging wind gusts all up and down the coast to Sarasota, Bradenton, Clearwater, St. Petersburg. Fortunately, it did not go directly on up towards Tampa. It stayed just south of Tampa, but Tampa is well within these bands of strong damaging winds and torrential downpours, and the storm surge will take at least 24 hours to start to subside to allow people to get back to their homes, if there's anything left. I hate to put it that way, but truly, I'm looking at some video and pictures here of such incredible damage from the storm surge, of the water going from nearly empty bays to as much as 10, 12 feet above bay level, the normal bay level, in just a matter of hours.
Thank you, Craig. That is our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.